Researchers are trying to determine what caused the deaths of three large whales along Alaska's coastline within a single week in late June, and whether the fatal strandings might be related to a big spike in whale deaths in the region last year. A fin whale died in Kinnick Arm near Anchorage on June 22nd. 4 days later, a humpback was found dead off Point Carlos in Glacier Bay National Park, and 2 days after that, another humpback was found in Turnagain Arm near Hope. Investigators with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and partner groups have taken tissue samples from all three whales. The Glacier Bay humpback, which had been observed by scientists since the late 1960s and was nicknamed Festus, may provide the most clues because researchers were able to conduct a full necropsy. British Columbia veterinary pathologist Steve Raverty led the postmortem and said there was no evidence of skull or other bone fractures, but there were indications the whale wasn't healthy.
They have these copepod parasites. They're known as sort of whale lice. And this animal had probably the most abundant numbers that we've seen in animals that have stranded throughout the area. And it would tend to suggest that the animal may have been debilitated or there was some degree of immunosuppression. In addition, when we cut into the blubber, we found that there was very little oil. And it would suggest that the animal probably wasn't consuming enough nutrition or enough energy to sustain its normal body condition.
No, officials don't know if these recent deaths are related to the dozens of whale deaths in the Gulf of Alaska last year. Those 2015 strandings were labeled an unusual mortality event, and the cause is still under investigation. It could be a difficult mystery to solve because so many of the carcasses were too decomposed or too remote to study. Raverty says the recent whale deaths could help researchers better understand last year's die-off.
We look at these individuals that are now stranding in 2016 as a really unique opportunity to try and establish baseline health and understanding whether there may be evidence of ship strike, infectious disease, exposure to the harmful algal blooms. And these will all be put in the context of what had occurred historically, but also during the unusual mortality event.
Samples from the whales have been sent to labs for analysis, but it's not clear when researchers will know more about how and why they died.